Okay, so so we're gonna try to continue over here in Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. All right, so it's a difficult Rashi is difficult, but according to Rashi, what was the idea of his what was the plan? What was Rava's advice of how is he gonna be in the Sinas Haget? So Rashi's idea is that he's maknet to her the property, right? She does chazaka, he's maknet to her the property. And then we have a rule that nechasim she'ein lehem achrayas are niknin im nechasim she'yesh lehem achrayas. That when you're maknet property, right, with chazaka, then you can be you also can be machne simultaneously metautlin, right? Derech agav, it's called. So, in other words, you need a maisa kinyan for the. Yeah, hello. Chaim. Okay. Okay, so you need a derech. You need a maisa kinyan for the metatlin. Normally, it would be by hagbah, but since you already have the maisa kinyan of the karka, which is chazaka, so you can do derech agav. You can piggyback the kinyan of the metatlin with the kinyan of the karka. So effectively, what's going to happen? He's going to be maknet to her the get with the kinyan on the karka. So strange. So nobody likes Rashi.
Right.
It's one of those situations where everyone picks on Rashi.
Because it's a lap in the Sino?
So let's see. Why do they pick on Rashi? So he says, I mean, the Ron is fine. He says, so the Gemara says, because the whole flow of the Gemara is that this is where Rava came up with his idea of Gita v'yado, Gita v'chatzer bo an ke'echad, right? So Rashi, the Ran says, Mikol makom midin chatzera hi miskaresh. That how was the gerushin being accomplished? Through the chatzer. Shelo k'divrei Rashi shepirish tekoni le leget be'agav. Hold on. This is in the Ran. That he gave her the get through agav on its back, from the mechanism of nechosim she'ein lehem achrayas niknin in nechosim she'yesh lehem achrayas. Velo nihira, he says, that doesn't make sense. Dim kein lomali hahu duchto de Yosef bei Gita. Okay, that's the major question that everybody has on Rashi. I mean, that's the technical question that they all have on Rashi. Because when you do the derech, when you do the kinyan agav, it doesn't have to be on the property that you're doing the kinyan agav through. It doesn't. It's not like it's physically riding on the property and going to his reshus because it's on the property. If I have a property here, I can be machna to you metatlin 1,000 miles away. I just say to you, the kinyan, when you take possession of the karka through chazaka, you'll also be kona the metatlin that are in another location. There's no din that it has to be on top of the property that you're transferring. It's just you're utilizing the kinyan of the chazaka for the metatlin. But it doesn't, right, but it's not like riding on top of the karka. It's not like going through the karka.
No, it's cordless.
So the question is, so then if really Rava is recommending a kinyan agav through the karka, why did he say give her the land that the get is on? You can use a kinyan agav with any piece of property. It doesn't have to be the property that the get is on. You understand? So they say, Elavadai ein isha miskareshes be'agav. So it must be that he wouldn't use a kinyan agav. And he dafka didn't use a kinyan agav. Because a kinyan agav is no good. Because a kinyan agav would lack nesina biyada. Nesina biyada. It would lack a din of vinosan. V'hacham idin chatzera naguba. But here, she's getting it through the chatzer. He's really giving her the chatzer. And by getting the chatzer, it's going, now it's going into her chatzer.
Meaning it's not a case of agav.
Not a case of agav. Kida ba'ina, kida mina behedja. Davale gita v'chatzera bo'in kechad. Right. Yeah, so but lemaisa, now you have machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim. Is it possible to have an idea of nesinas haget with the kinyan agav?
No such thing as the kinyan.
Let me just explain one thing. In other words, the some of the Achronim want to explain Rashi, saying that this was before Rava had the idea of Gita Viyado. So he was trying to do kinyan agav. He thought kinyan agav worked. But lemais lemaskana, Rashi does agree. In the end, it works from Gito v'chatzero. But the question is, they don't even hold that the havamina of a kinyan agav is valid. It just simply is not a maisa nesina saget. So that's what we have to think about. Right. Okay. So I think what we should do really in this situation is ignore this question for right now. Okay. And because really it's like dake dakos. Of the basic question that we don't really understand. And the basic question we don't even understand. How is it good even according to the other Rishonim is really difficult. Because if I would tell you the Torah says v'chosav lo get v'nosan biyada, so where is the v'nosan biyada over here? I mean, like the Rashi was saying on Chaf Aleph, when you put it on your property, it's not yada. Right, you did the nesina. What? Where is your nesina? You're taking the get and you're putting it on your own property. Right. Truth of the matter is, if you think about the case, he didn't even put it on his property on Shabbos. It was there from before Shabbos, which itself is difficult, even harder. Okay, but the placing of the get there was what was dafka on his property. And then he simply gave her the property. So where is there a maisa nesina of the get? It just doesn't. It's difficult for us to see why that's the maisa nesina of the get.
That wasn't direct.
Yeah.
That's a huge category.
That's a big category, right? Right. I mean, everything comes down to v'noson in this next few blot. I mean, everything is noson, and it's. We have to take different aspects of it and try to pick it apart. So let's take something that we know is definitely no good, right? That's what Tosis mentions. We know two cases that are definitely no good. What's the first case that's definitely no good? That's what's bothering Tosis. It says, "V'lo havi kemo tili gitech mi'al gabi karka." Okay, so if the ish would write the get, put it on the floor, his property, and tell his wife, pick up your get from the floor. Right? Do me this one last favor. Pick up the get from the floor.
Like a dog. That's what it is.
So, we say what? No good. No good. Lo amar klum. It's no good. Why? So Rashi says in Ayin Ches, Dibo'in and v'nosan. So, if he puts the get on the floor and he tells her to pick it up, that's not a vinosan. Because how is it getting into her hand? By her taking. It's a valokach. It's not a vinosan, right? We need a vinosan. So that's the opposite of vinosan. That's a valokach. He puts it on his floor and she picks it up. 1 second. So Tosa says, this is not that case. I mean, he's mindful of the problem. Why is he even asked the question? Because it looks a little bit like that case. Because here the man is putting it on his karka, and instead of her taking the get, she's taking the karka. Correct? I mean, that's basically what's happening. He's putting the get on his floor. If he would say pick up the get, it would be no good. But since he says take the floor, then memela what? It turns out that He now what? Now it comes out. What's Gita v'chatzera bon gechad? Now it turns out that what? That he put her get into her floor? I mean, it just sounds a little, it still is very difficult. But aside for how it does work, Tosfos is just saying it's not the same as Gita, as Sli Gita Chmeil Gavi Karka. Why is it not the same as Sli Gita Chmeil Gavi Karka? But the problem is he says something that's not really understandable. He says, Kevan Shea Get Ba Me Rishus HaBaal Li Rishus Ha Havi Kilu Nos No La. Since it came from the Rishus of the Baal to her Rishus, it's as if he gave it to her. But it also went from his Rishus to her Rishus when he said, pick it up from the ground. But the problem is he didn't give it to her. So we can't just say whenever it goes from his Rishus to her Rishus, it's like he gave it to her. He has to give it to her. So how does it help that she's taking the ground? Well, why is that not like Tli Gita Chmeil Gavi Karka? It still is very difficult. So there are two Mefarshim that really explain it pretty well here. The first one is the Me'iri on Chof Aleph. Okay? He says like this. Because on Chof Aleph is also the case of where you put it into your own chotzer and give her the chotzer. So the Me'iri says like this. Mikom... Kosov lo get v'nosno b'chatzero, right? He wrote a get and he put it into his own chotzer. V'chosav lo shtar matana al ha-chotzer. So this is a shtar matana. It's not chazaka. It's because they couldn't do a shtar matana because it was Shabbos. But this is the normal case. He writes her a shtar matana, and he gives her the chotzer. Kon osa, she'll be kona the chotzer. U'miskareshes bo. And now she'll be divorced through the get that he put into what is now her chotzer. Ukvar v'yarnu ledas gedolei rabbanim af b'shelo hikne lo hachotzer tchila. Of course, that's the whole case. I don't know what he means by that. Ela she'achar she'noson haget l'socho hikne lo hachotzer v'haget ke'echad. But what happens? Listen to how he's saying it. After he put the get into the field, now he is giving her the chotzer and the get at once. V'afal pisha b'tili gitich me'agavi karka she'eno get. Even though if he would tell her to pick up the get from the ground, it would be no good. Bizu eno ba mikoach baal. See, a little bit better than the way Tosfos expressed it. He ties it up not that it didn't come from the Rishus of the Baal, it didn't come from his koach, from his force, from his power. Of all, what does he mean? Because it's from her koach that she gets the get. The get is on the floor, right? He doesn't do anything. And from his koach, from her koach, she takes the get. Of all bezu shebekan, Hoil v'nosein lo chatzero. Here he is the one, he's giving her his field. Umakne lo gita shebisocha, and through that he's being makne the get that's in it. Listen to this. Hare ze ki'ilu nosan lo get munach b'chafisa o b'kli. It's as if he took a get that was resting in a kli, right? Miyado liyado. He was saying it's like he took a kli and handed her the kli. So the whole karka is like a big kli. The get is on this giant kli, and now he gives her the karka. V'chein shebetli giteich tzricha lenotlo ubezeh eino tzricha litlo. And also another distinction is by Tli Giteich, she has to pick it up. But here, she has to take it. Here she doesn't, because with the Chotzer, she gets it automatically. V'chein ein l'dmosa l'chotzera ha'bo l'achar mikan. It's also not like the case of a Chotzer, because the Gemara says a Chotzer that comes after the fact is no good. But that's not our case. Why that case is, he puts the get into his friend's Chotzer. And then the friend gives her the chotzer. right? Shebezu eina get bo mikoach habal. Again, it's not coming from the koach of the baal. It's coming from the friend. Avokan shehu makne lo hachotzer v'haget ki echad harehu bo mikoach habal. It's coming mikoach habal. Yeah. I listen to the Ritva. He takes the Meiri one step better, I think. Okay? It's good to get a little bit of an evolution of the thought. He says like this. Listen carefully. This is very, very interesting. he says, Vim tomar maishno mechatzera habor lacha mikan. Notice, why is it no good if I put it into someone else's chatzera and then it goes to her? But over here it is good. It's not her chatzera when I put it into it anyway. So he says again, because that was not a hosam kigon to lo zochi ba machmas nesina sabal. Similar thing. Over there it wasn't in the scene of the Baal, it was in the scene of the Chavir. Aval hacha kevan de machmas nesina sabal zochi bechatzer, since she got it from the nesina of the Baal, she got the chatzer. V'nosan biyoda karinan day. It's nosan biyoda. But listen to this. V'im toma. Why is it different in that case? See, he makes note of the question that we had on Tosis. Now, is he going to tell me that it's good when it goes from her to him? So it can't go through somebody else's field, right? So if all we mean by v'nosan means that it went from his rishus to her rishus, there was a transfer from his rishus to her rishus. V'nosan means it came from him, and that's why chotzer acher is no good. Tzli gitech also came from him. Okay, so why is that no good? Right, he says it is coming from machmas habal. He says daha idi v'idi lo ovid bo. Lo ovid baal maisa beget v'idna dezachi be itisa ela machmas maisa de avida ba itisa b'rishus baal zochi ba umali b'chazaka umali b'agba. And he has a strengthens the question even further. He says when he puts the get down on the ground, right, and he says pick up your get. Let's take it step by step because it's very nice the way he puts it together. He says let's sort of trying to eliminate problems of. Eliminate problems of vinasan. So he says, let's look at the first level of requirement of vinasan. What's the first requirement of vinasan? Logically, that it goes from the baal's rishus to the isha's rishus. The first level of vinasan means that it's coming from the baal. If you say the husband has to give the get. So what does that mean? It means it has to originate, the maisa has to start from the husband. It has to start, the get has to start from the husband. And the maisa of nesina has to culminate in the isha. Well, let's put it this way. I was thinking the other day, like we're trying to describe the nesina and the beginning and the end. It's like Hilchos Shabbos. Very similar, if you think about the analogy of Hilchos Shabbos, Akira Hotzah. Hotzah is a transfer from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. But there are three steps in Hotzah, right? There's removing it from the Rishus HaYachid. We call that Akira. There is the moving, the transition to the Rishus HaRabim, right? That's a transition. And then there's the Hanocha and the Rishus HaRabim. Without the Akira, meaning coming from one place, the moving to the other place, and the resting in that final spot, you don't have a complete giving, so to speak, from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So for instance, halachically speaking, if a person were to pick up an object on Shabbos in his house, walk in New York City, up and down Broadway, all day until Shabbos was over, he would not have done Hotzah. Why? He took it from the Rishus HaYachid. He did the maisa of the transition, but it never culminated in anything.
He never planted it
back down. So then the transition without a culmination doesn't have any kiyum, doesn't have any results. So it has to be, you need really a transition. That's essentially what we're doing. We're changing its location. So it has, but that means it has to start someplace. It must have an ending place, and then there's a transitionary action in the middle. Okay? So that's how we were trying to define the nesina the other day with the Evid, right? The nesina would be like the transition. But anyway, it's a useful analogy to keep in mind. So over here, the Ran is saying, the Ritva is saying, you have to have nesina saget, from the Baal to the Isha. So that requires that it goes directly from his rishus to her rishus. So if the Baal gives it to a third person, then it's no good. Why is it no good? Because it's not coming from his rishus to her rishus. It's going from his rishus to a friend's rishus, and from a friend's rishus to her rishus. So you can't say he was nosein the get. It would be like on Shabbos, if a person took an object from rishus hayochid and then went into a karmelis and put it down, and then picked it up from the karmelis and went to rishus harabim, he wouldn't be over hotzah, because he never went directly from the rishus hayochid to rishus harabim. So get haba, chotzer haba la'acha mikan simply doesn't have the basic structure of nesina, meaning that the rishus, the change of rishus has to be a change of rishus from the Baal to the Isha. If it went from the Baal to a chaver and from the chaver to an Isha, you don't have one activity of nesina from the Baal to the Isha. So that's how he explains the problem of chotzer haba la'acha mikan. Because he says, "Lo zochi bo machmas nesinas habal of alhocha came in the machmas nesinas habal zochi bechotzer v'nasam biyoda karina bay." So at least over here, it's going from his rishus to her rishus. Now hold on. Now he has one more question. Now he says, "But why is it? What about kli gitich me'agavi karka? That's also going directly from his rishus to her rishus, right?
Maybe right? What's the problem with that?
What's the problem there? So what do you tell me the problem is?" You'll tell me, oh, it's not enough that it goes from his rishus to her rishus, but she can't be the one that effectuates the change, right? The problem over there is, it's hagbah, it's from her hagbah. Lo ovid baal maisa. Maybe you'll say the problem is, it's no good because he has to do the maisa of transferring it from his rishus to her rishus. But he's not doing the maisa here either. That's his question. She is taking the chazak on the karka and making it hers.
Yeah,
so why is it good? Right? He really formulates the question. No. Okay? So the question is clear. Right? And then one more time. I'll read it to you again. It's like this. V'im tomo umay shno mit tli gitech. What's the difference between this case and in the case of tli gitech? Over there it is a kinyan from the Baal, but it's no good. Why? He says, but both of them, both of them, the Baal is not doing the maisa. It's coming from her maisa. So why do I say if it's, and both of them, it's the maisa kinyan. It's very good, right? In other words, by tli gitech, how is she kona to get from a maisa hagba? So that's no good. But by the chotzer, she's koneh the chotzer by a maisa chazaka. So how come by tli gitich is no good, ostensibly because she's doing the maisa? By the case of Rava, she's also doing the maisa chazaka. He's passive. Yeah. Oh, you're doing answers?
No.
Okay, no answers. Please. V'yesh lomar, listen carefully. Anybody want to try?
No.
Okay, listen. V'yesh lomar, listen to his answer. The hasam lo zochi bay machmas hahi hanocha de anche bal legita agabi karka klal. Listen again. That over there, which case is over there? Kli gitech. By the case of kli gitech.
That's her picking it up?
Pick it up. Pick it up. By the case of Kli Gitech, Lo Zachye Bey, she doesn't get any zechus in the get. Machmas hahi hanocha, da anche baal legita agabi karka klal. She doesn't acquire the get at all from him putting it down.
Yeah.
His putting it on the ground has nothing to do with ultimately her acquisition of that get. He's not giving her a right in the karka. Ubainan vinosan biyada valeka. We need vinosan, it's not there. But in this case, by the karka, since he's makni la lehahu duchta de anche legita bigave, since he's now giving her the ground that the get is on, ishtakeach de ahanai hahi hanacha. Now it turns out that hanacha was good. That hanacha did something. De anche legita rahu duchta lemakni legita agave. He doesn't really mean agave. Vinosam biyoda karinande. Now it turns out that how did she get the get? By the karka. Now it turns out that putting the get on the ground was a very important part of the way she got the get. Here's the clincher. Vinesina arichtahi.
It's just a drawn out nesina?
It's a drawn out nesina.
A prolonged nesina.
It's just a bit of foreshadowing, that's why.
It's just like a...
It's prolonged because when he put it down, she didn't. It wasn't complete because it was his ground. But when she took possession of the karka, now the nesina is finalized. Think this through carefully.
And that's him effectuating it.
Ah.
Is he the full-on person? Like, is he the catalyst, or is
okay? Let's take your fancy word catalyst. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good way to think about it. In other words, this is the you gotta get this clear. When she does a kinyan of hagbah, right? He tells her pick up the get from the ground. So how is she acquiring it? It's basically through her hand, right?
Yeah.
Now. Did the putting it on the ground facilitate, was that like a prerequisite to her being able to bekone it through her hand?
No.
He could have directly put it in her hand. Okay, I'm just describing it.
Yeah.
And this is what I mean, like to think about just a good chiluk. So the Ritva is showing you there's a very big difference in the cases. Why? Because in the first case, he could have put it in her hand, right? When he put it on the ground, you can't say in any way that's the start of his putting it in her hand. Because it's on the contrary. It terminates his putting it in her hand. It breaks it up. Now, he did an action that has nothing to do with her getting it in her hand. And it going into her hand is completely from her. He could have put it directly in his hand. He aborted that. He put it on the ground. His nesina terminated in nothing. She started completely fresh and picked it up. But you can't say that she was continuing what he started. You can't say she was continuing the process of getting it into her hand because it didn't need to go on the ground to get into her hand first. But when she acquires the karka, and through it the get, that acquisition of the karka is only an acquisition of the get if the get was put there first. The get being on this spot is essential to the way she acquired it. Because she got it through the spot. So there's an essential component that is in his maisa of putting it on the ground. Now, as the Ritva is saying, putting it on the ground could be the termination of a maisa, or it could be like an abortion of giving it to her, an aborting of giving it to her. We don't use that conjugation. It could be an aborting of giving it to her, right? Or it can be the beginning of the giving it to her. It's not an issue that she does something. That's not what we care about. It doesn't matter that she does an action. It has to be that he effectuated...
Initiated.
That's right.
Yeah,
he initiated
the process
that results in it being in her hand. She can facilitate it. It's not a problem.
Oh, but him putting it down, that's why you said him putting it down is a nothing. It's a no connection to her.
Exactly. So, by Tzli Gitech Me'al Gavi Karka, there's no connection to his putting it on the ground with her acquisition of it.
Yeah.
It's not the start of a key. Yeah, because you have to conceptualize. When she picks it up, it's simply a key in Hagbah.
I have a question.
The key in Hagbah does not require... him to put it on the ground first. The Kinyan Akbar could be facilitated, right? Kinyan Yad could be facilitated directly in her Yad. So if he chooses to not put it in her Yad, that's like saying, I'm not involved in her Kinyan Yad. She's involved in the Kinyan Yad alone. But if the Kinyan is through the Karka, then how does he give it to her through the Karka? Well, first he has to put it on the Karka and then give it. It's just like wrapping it in a box as a present. How do you give it as a present? First you put it in the box, then you give the box. That's the Ritva. That's the Miri. So it's a question. So Tzli Giteich is like a mean way of giving the get. But on the Karka, it's like a nice, friendly way of giving the get. Right? But the point is, it's the Techilas Nesina. Right, Al Gabi Karka is Techilas Nesina, because the Maisa of the transfer of Karka requires that the land be prepped first with the get. So then it's a Nesina Arichta. You see how he uses the term? It's a perfect term. You take place in the process, and there's no din that he has to be the exclusive actor of the. There's no din like that.
Just the initiator.
He has to be a no-same. Doesn't have to be the only no-same. It just has to be that it's coming from him to her, from Machmas, with his koach. Doesn't have to be only his koach, has to be with his koach. Yeah. Negative. Could it, if you put it in the negative, we'll go like this. Could she have been koneh the get through the chotzer if he had not put it on that chatzer?
No.
If he gives her the land, right? Had he not put the get on the land, could she have acquired it through the land?
No.
That's
Aga, no.
Forget about Aga, it's a chatzer. Let's just call it chatzer.
Fine.
Had he not put it on the ground, could she have acquired it through her yad?
Yes.
So his putting it on the ground is not necessary for her acquiring it through her yad. So you can't say definitively it's the beginning of the Nesinas Yad. It's actually destroying Nesinas Yad. He's ready for Nesinas Yad right now. He's capable of putting it right in her hand. But he chooses to put it on the ground. That is giving up Nesinas Yad. She does her own Nesina through her own Yad. So he's not, his Nesina al Gabi Karka, you can't say is a prerequisite for her getting it into her hand. So it's not definitively the beginning of a Nesinas Yad. But if it's a Nesinas Karka, then it must go into the Karka first. Then his putting it there is not the termination of something, it's the beginning of how she's going to get it through the Karka. I hear what you're bothered by, but you're bothered because you're focusing on the case of, well, she couldn't have picked it up if he didn't put it down. That's true, but picking it up is not. That's right, but picking it up is not a new kind of a Nesina.
Oh, can I? I think I know.
That's right. That's right. Him putting it down is non-essential. So then, when she picks it up, we can say the entire getting into her hand is from herself, because there was nothing he did that was essential.
Whereas with him putting it on the Karka...
We can say when she takes the Karka, she only gets it because he put it in the Karka. Then his putting it on the Karka... No, the point is like this. When he puts it on the Karka that he's going to give, so then he's qualifying the land as Roy for the Nesina's Karka. But when he puts it on the Karka, Stam, he's not making any... There's no change that went on in terms of Nesina's Yad. On the contrary, he just said, I'm not going to do a Nesina's Yad. So then he's aborting the Sinas Yad. And then, so then how did it get into her hand? It had nothing to do with him. He actually chose not to put it in her hand. She's taking it into her hand.
Oh. Thank you.
Yes.
Go back to you go back to the initiation idea, it's easier to think about it.
Yeah.
Right? In other words, if it's through the karka, so then by putting it on the karka is the initiation of the Messina's karka. But getting it into her hand, if he puts it on the ground, then she's initiating it when she picks it up.
Also, it's not ready.
Because if he was to, for him to initiate it, would be to put it directly in. There's nothing that needs to be done other than to give it to her. So if he decides not to give it to her, then he's giving up on it, and she is the one who's starting how it gets into her hand.
That's why it's a problem.
He's saying, I'm not putting it in. If you look back at the initiation and how did it get into her hand, so you'll say it got into her hand because she took it. It didn't get into her hand because he initiated any process.
Yeah.
It went from his rishus to her rishus simply from her lakitha. But he didn't initiate any process of getting it to her.
Yeah. Excellent.